We're here this evening to thank God for the priesthood of Father Victor Mayorga. When Father Victor asked me to be here this evening to celebrate his 20th anniversary as a priest, I was honored. First, because I want to be here for this event for my brother and friend. And second, because Father Victor was my first pastor as a newly ordained priest. He taught me how to be a priest. One of the truths about seminary is that seminary only prepares you to be ordained. But you don't learn very much about how to be a priest in the seminary. The only way to learn how to be a priest is to become a priest and do the work a priest does and to have a good mentor to show you how to do it. Father Victor was my first mentor. He's a good mentor. A lot of what I do today as a pastor, I learned from him here at St. John's. And that's because Father Victor is a good shepherd. I don't have to prove that. I have my own example, and there are many other examples, and I only have to look at the number of men the diocese has sent to him for care, who were at a point in their life where they needed his shepherding, like I did. And I know that many of you have experienced the same thing. Last night at Sacred Heart Parish, my parish, we had our Advent Reconciliation Service. We had 10 priests, and we didn't finish until late. I had similar experiences when I was here. I will never forget my first Advent Reconciliation Service here at St. John's in San Marcos back in December of 2010. It lasted almost 3 hours. That night, I had the worst nightmares I can remember. It shocked me. You guys all know that I'm a widower, that I was married and I had children, and I've experienced a lot of shocks. I wasn't even ordained until after I was 60. That night shocked me. I took that foul experience to Father Victor the next day. He explained to me the spiritual dangers of confessing, that the confessor needs to pray and prepare to encounter evil in a way that protects him from the evil he is forgiving in others. The devil hates priests, especially when the priests set the sinner free from their sins. Father Victor advised me to seek spiritual protection, and he gave me examples. Pray for your priests. Pray that they will also be free from the snares and temptations of the devil. I'm not imagining these things. I've lived them. Pray for your priests. I want you to imagine sin like ocean waves breaking on rocks, with the sin of the world breaking on the priests. Now, from time to time, I hear people say, "But Father, I don't have anything to confess." That, my friends, is spiritual arrogance. St. Augustine said that even a holy man sins 7 times a day. It's shocking to me how many parishes schedule confessions like this. 4 p.m. to 4:30 or by appointment. It's written that way in the bulletins. In my opinion, that represents a lazy pastor, and it leads to lazy souls, and the demons pile on in such a community. Jesus says, "A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. A hired man who is not a shepherd and whose sheep are not his own sees a wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away, and the wolf catches and scatters them." A good shepherd offers protection from evil for his flock. He's their spiritual protector. He's their spiritual physician. I can think of few things that make a priest a good shepherd, few things as powerful, as meaningful, and that only a priest can do, that are better than hearing confessions. Of course, the Eucharist is the sum and summit of our faith, but Only those who go to confession can share in the bounty of the Eucharist. Look at the number of hours Father Victor is in the confessional. That's something I learned here from his example. In my parish of Sacred Heart in Austin, my parishioners and I talk back to one another from the ambo. When I'm preaching, we dialogue, and they respond, and I love it. And I repeat myself a lot. For example, I'll ask them, do you want to have eternal life with God? And they respond back to me, yes, Father. And so I ask you, here, St. John's, do you want to have eternal life with God? If so, there are only three things that the baptized have to do. It seems almost too simple. First, don't miss Mass. That comes from the third commandment of the Ten Commandments. Keep holy the Sabbath. Second, receive Holy Communion as often as you can. Remember, Jesus taught us, I'm the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. When you receive Holy Communion, you have eternal life in you. His words, not mine. So number one, don't miss Mass. Number two, receive Holy Communion as often as you can. And number three, if you fall off the bicycle, get up and go to confession. We all fall off the bicycle. Don't stay in the dirt. Get back up. Get into the confessional. Confess often. There is unlimited grace and mercy in frequent confession. Do these three things. Everything else will fall in place. We thank God for the priesthood and good shepherds. We thank God for the priesthood of Father Victor Mayorga. May God bless you, my brother.